So let's review. A Gemara began by continuing the theme of people mentioned in Tanakh, who from a simple reading of the Pesukim would seem have sinned, but in reality have not. Omer b'shmul bar, nachmeini ober b'yenison. That kolo imer b'nei shmul chatu, ein elataya. It is a mistake to assume that Shmuel's sons sinned by taking bribes. Instead, they are faulted for not going around the entire country to judge like their father Shmuel did, but rather stayed home to judge, because by staying home they ended up giving business to their own chazan and b'sefer. The Gemara, however, goes on to demonstrate that according to two out of the three Tanoim that addressed this issue, they actually did steal, either by accepting Matnas Kahuna, even though they weren't Kahanim, or by accepting more Maiserishin than they were entitled to take as Levium. The Gemara then moves on to discuss David HaMelech. Omer Rav Shmuel b'Nachmeni Omer Rav Yoinasin. Kolo Imer David Chato Ein Elataya. Anybody who says that David sinned is mistaken, referring to the incident with Bathsheba. Rebbe, who is a descendant of David, was medayik from the pasuk that shebikash lasis v'loyasa, that while David might have intended to sin with Bathsheba, however, in the end, did not actually commit a sin. The reason that it was not considered adultery was because kol yoytz l'melchemes beis David get krisis kosev l'ishtay. Anybody who goes out to melchemes beis David would first write a get to his wife, which rendered Bathsheba as a divorced woman at that time. Also, David was not punished for causing Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, to be killed because Uriah was married by Malchus. By refusing David's request to leave the battlefield, it was considered that he rebelled against the king. The only other possible aver that David may have done is accepting Lashon Hara. Here Rav says, Kibul David Lashon Hara. Rav held that David indeed sinned when he accepted Lashon Hara, that Siva, a former servant of Shaul, had spoken about Mephibosheth, the grandson of Shaul HaMelech, that he, Mephibosheth, seeing that David was in exile, was hoping to take the Malchus for himself. David demonstrated that he accepted Lashon Hara when he awarded property belonging to Mephibosheth to Siva. This acceptance of Lashon Hara unfortunately led to the splitting of the Malchus, worship of Avodah Zarah, and eventually the exile from our land. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, B'shosh Amar David L'Mephibosheth, Ata B'tziva T'chalku Es HaSadeh, Yatzitz HaBaskov V'Amar Lei Rechavim V'Yiravim Y'chalku Es HaMelucha. When David declared that Tziva and Mephibosheth should split the land, a heavenly voice declared that the Malchus of the Jewish people would be split into two. However, Shmuel Amar Lei Kibul David Lashon Hara. Shmuel said that David did not accept Lashon Hara, but rather David split the land because David himself saw unbecoming behavior by Mephibosheth. The Gemara continues by discussing Shlomo HaMelech. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni Amar B'yoinasin. Kalo imer Shlomo chata ein elataya. Anybody who says that Shlomo sinned by following the avodah zarah of his wives is mistaken. The pasuk says Lahoy levavi shalom im Hashem alekav kelvav David aviv. That his heart wasn't completed with Hashem as David was, but he was still dedicated to Hashem. The reason that the pasuk says v'yash Shlomo hara b'enei Hashem, that Shlomo did evil in the eyes of Hashem, is that Mimnesha Hoyle Limchis Binashav Valoy Micha. Malalavakasav Kilachata. Since he should have objected to his wife's behavior and didn't, therefore the pasuk considers it like he himself sinned. The Gemara then discusses the terrible ramifications of Shlomo marrying Baspar, and tells us that when she brought all sorts of Avodah Zarah into the house, the angel Gavriel laid the foundation of the Roman Empire that eventually went on to persecute the Jewish nation. Next, the Gemara continues by discussing Yishiyahu HaMelech. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni Omer B'yoinasin, Kolayim Yishiyahu Chata Ein Elataya. It is a mistake to say that Yishiyahu sinned. The pasuk first describes Yishiyahu HaMelech by saying, V'yas Hayasher Be'enei Hashem, V'yelech B'chol Derech David Aviv, that it was completely righteous. But then later it says, B'chamayu Lehoi Lefon of Melech Asher Shav, which describes him as having done tshuva, which seems to suggest that he had sinned in his youth. The Gemara then presents that there are two ways to deal with this pasuk. One is Rav, who disagrees with Rav Yoinasin and says, "Ein lecha gadol bebali tshuva yoyse Yishiyahu b'dorei ve'echad b'doreinu." Rav indeed holds that Yishiyahu did sin as a young man, but is a legendary bal tshuva for the complete turnaround that he made in his life, to which Rav adds was matched only one more time by somebody in Rav's own generation. Rav Yoinasin, however, maintained that he never sinned. Any reference to Yishiyahu's tshuva refers only of his returning out of his own pocket any losses that he had caused people through errors he made in judgments as a young man. These errors became clear to him later in life when Chilkiyahu Kohen Gadol discovered a hidden Sefer Torah's writings that contained previously unknown halachas. Hadnalach Baben Behema, with this we conclude the fifth parak and also today's blot.